back. So I was wondering why Andrew Cuomo is still the vice chair of the National Governors Association. That's what I was thinking. You know, how many people have rescinded their membership in disgust, as Rear Admiral Chester Ward did? The main purpose of the Council on Foreign Relations is promoting the disarmament of U.S. sovereignty and national independence and submergence into an all-powerful one-world government. Remember, Richard N. Haas said so, sovereignty and globalization, and he spelled it with an S because, you know, it's the British way. Sovereignty and globalization. America, you know, nations must cede some of their sovereignty if we're to get along in the world. Some places do some heavy lifting for us if we're paying attention and looking closely, I guess, if we know where to look. The Kaiser Family Foundation, for example, KFF.org, has these little, what do you call it? Kind of a daily briefing thing. So this editorial opinion pieces discuss COVID-19 pandemic response, April 7, 2020. So you have a rundown, Washington Post, Atlantic, Bloomberg, Defense One, DevEx, Forbes, Foreign Affairs, Foreign Policy, Globe and Mail, The Guardian, The Hill, IPS, New York Times, NPR, Project Syndicate, Scientific American, Stat, Washington Post. What is all of this? Well, just a rundown of kind of the last 24-hour news coverage of, you know, the insiders' talking points. The Atlantic, you know, the 9/11 era is over. Ben Rhodes, former deputy. Remember Ben Rhodes? He's such a wonderful person. Another great guy. Bloomberg, coronavirus is killing Lopez Obrador's big plans for Mexico. Shannon K. O'Neill, senior fellow for Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Shannon is a senior fellowette. And so, you know, you have the rundown of these kinds of folks. Foreign Affairs, the pandemic, sometimes you bring out the big guys. Speaking of Richard and Haas, the pandemic will accelerate history rather than reshape it. What? Richard Haas, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. So, you know, you see it, and Project Syndicate, at war with a virus, Richard N. Haas, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's prolific. People don't even know who he is. he comes out of the woodwork like all good cockroaches. Once in a while, all good termites. That's what they are. That's what the Council on Foreign Relations is. It's a nest of termites. It's a termite nest. Been chewing away at the substance of America for over 100 years now. The shadowy network formalized its shadowy dealings in the Council on Foreign Relations. So that's kind of my best answer for the moment to Tom's question, because I think it's a valid question. And, you know, we should be drawing attention to these kinds of things. And these things should be considered patently un-American. If there's anything left to save in America, which I believe there is, then we should be working to restore and, as Rhonda puts it, revive America. All of the good, all of the good little phrases have been co-opted, but can we leaven them back, leaven them for Christ, so to speak? Remember, he said the kingdom of heaven is like leaven. What? And everyone gasped in horror. No, the point is you get it in something, and you can't get it out. It spreads throughout. Can we do that? Can we leaven these things back? I don't know. I mean, God doesn't take credit for the devil's stuff. That's a complete misnomer. Some people have fallen prey to that misnomer. That is not a thing. Go start by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1 if you're somebody who's been beguiled into believing that that's ever, ever a thing, because it ain't. Let me assure you, it ain't a thing. You read through 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and, then you go wrestle with Romans 9 a little bit and, doesn't he have, isn't it in his purview to make from the same lump of clay, one vessel for honorable use, another for common use? And, some of us say, oh yeah, that's cool. I mean, as long as I get to be the shiny one, I want to be the shiny one. The one that, is cool and shiny and everybody thinks is cool and stuff. I don't want to be the one for common use. So you wrestle with that for a while. And then you just realize, well, you know what? It's his lump of clay, and so he'll do what he'll do, and you can't, what can you do? You can't. Will the vessel say to the potter, what have you made me, or why have you made me like this? No. So then you go back to 1 Corinthians 1, and you realize that if you're on God's team, if you get picked to be on his team, so to speak. Remember when you were a kid, did you do that, the dodgeball kind of stuff or whatever? Picking teams. You always wanted to be on, the winning team. Oh, that team's definitely gonna win. He's gonna lead the winning team. So you want to get picked on that team. If you get picked on God's team, you're probably, remember the movie The Dream Team with Michael Keaton? That's what I always think of. It's God's team is kind of the short bus team so that he gets credit. Confounding the Council on Foreign Relations with the short bus team because, he gets credit. These people are so, oh my goodness, so polished and so Machiavellian and Bernaysian in their Smith talking points and so forth. So clever and so ingenious and so, and God can undo all of that in a moment because the foolishness of God, as the Bible says, is wiser than the wisdom of men. Think about that. To finish the thought on Orwell, page 155, 1984, and what's happening, how are we keeping track of this stuff? Do the people say, why do you besmirch the internet? I don't necessarily besmirch the internets. Like James Perloff said, wow, all of a sudden we have access to all of this information and oh my goodness. But how are we benefiting from it? Again, where is the place? There are lots of great resources, and I don't mean to disparage any efforts that anybody has made. There are people who have dedicated their lives to informing their fellow man to beat back the forces of tyranny. But where is the place, where you can go? And like I said, people are watching Out of Shadows, and it's great. That's fine. I mean, it's great information. Everyone should know that. But didn't we all know that? I thought we all knew all that stuff. And so I've heard several people, including family members, say, whoa, I never knew. Well, I guess that means that I wasn't doing my job to try to inform those around me. Not that it's necessarily my job to do that with anyone in particular, but you know, you feel a sense of responsibility. My goodness. So what is important to know? What is important to impart to one another? I submit that, again, you know, I keep coming back to John Adams and James Otis, these things that nobody knows, these hidden gems. And James Otis, you know, when John Adams is talking about him, it's this concept. When you hear John Adams talking about James Otis, you get, I think, a sense of what Samuel Adams meant by brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. They were probably talking about James Otis, from what I can deduce, the way John Adams writes about James Otis. And according to John Adams, you know, Hezekiah Niles, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? No. The touchstone seems to be the defense of the Boston merchants, really. That's when all of a sudden people start getting the idea that, wow, you know. And it is a conversation that is filled, if not fraught with intrigue and controversy. You know, as an example, you know, the phrase "all men are created equal." I can't remember now. What the heck is his name? It's going to bother me. Certain folks have reminded us. Art Thompson is one, I think, in his series. You know, he Philip Mazzei, right? Wasn't it Philip Mazzei, I want to say, who actually is considered the one who coined the phrase? I want to say that's who it was. Stuff like that, you know. So there is that element of intrigue and so forth. But still, this idea that we can all live together in harmony, I should just read the way that John Adams recounted James Otis' defense of the Boston merchants. Can't we just be left alone and we get together in a society to protect one another and one another's mutual defense, not in an R2P sort of way? And I think I mentioned, was it yesterday, FM 3-07 stability operations? That was sort of a hint. If you go look at that's one of the big sort of central documents to understanding stability operations. And, you know, guys like Richie from Boston have been talking about the troop movements throughout America, and I haven't seen it to the extent that he's seen it. Apparently he has, and I'm not going to say he hasn't or that anyone has or hasn't. I just have not been quite as aware of that as apparently some people have been. But when you start reading about stability operations, and I've talked about this, remember when Barack Obama, maybe we should play that clip, "America, it's time for nation building here at home." I was horrified. People don't understand what that means. And what it means, yeah, Obama's weekly address. No, it was 2014 was a reiteration of it. That was back in 2012 originally. ABC News, Obama's weekly address. Time to focus on nation building here at home. You know, and by then, of course, Andrew Breitbart was gone. So now it's time to focus on nation building here at home. We can push forward. So what that means is that you can expect to be, you can expect to be headed toward failed state status, because that's the first stage in nation building. First, you get declared failed state status before stability operations commence. That's how nation building works. Go read the Idiot's Guide, the Beginner's Guide to Nation Building at RAND Corporation. First, you use a variety of means to destabilize. You know, it's called unconventional and guerrilla warfare. What did JFK say something about to the American Newspaper Publishers Association back in April of 1961? That was April 27th, actually, wasn't it? So 2 days ago. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Do we remember the lessons of history? 59 years ago and 2 days. Should be playing that. We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means. Was it covert or covet? In either case, it works. We've had that conversation, haven't we, John, in Tennessee? On infiltration, well, so he said, you know, it relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion. I think it was covert based on his handwritten notes, despite the fact that it sounds more like he said covet, which maybe he did. In any case, so it relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, and I would say semi-covert, because again, the Council on Foreign Relations is a known entity, but these people who are speaking, Tom Inglesby at the Center for Health Security, who's been, I mean, yeah, he's been all over the place in the last 20 years. So, stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
In times of clear and present danger, the courts have held that even the privileged rights of the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. Today, no war has been declared, and however fierce the struggle may be, it may never be declared in the traditional fashion. Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger. And yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war, before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greater threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear, and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short. With a wartime discipline, no democracy would ever hope or wish to match.
Nevertheless, every democracy sums it up about as well as you can sum it up. That, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is the situation we presently find ourselves in. And, you know, again, speaking of intrigue, those who say, well, it's clearly a speech that is concerned solely with communism. To that, again, I would direct folks to, just as a, to sort of pique your interest in maybe investigating further on your own, go listen to his June 11, 1962 Yale University commencement and observe how many of those folks are skull and bonesmen. And then dig a little deeper and see what trouble he had with some of those folks, some of the very folks he named, and what trouble we've had with some of the other folks. John C. Calhoun, for instance. And I don't know. Then maybe, if you're not familiar with those points of history, investigate a little bit and see if he wasn't a little more sly and cagey than most of us realize. You know, I mean, at a casual glance, obviously, his mention is humorous and anecdotal, and there's laughter in the crowd. But I mean, if you're listening between the lines, so to speak, I don't know about you, but I get a bead of sweat on my brow. My goodness. What's he doing? It's interesting. They didn't assassinate a president in broad daylight for nothing. And anybody who can do that, the kinds of people who can do that are the kinds of people that give a talk titled "We're Not Ready." The same. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that, November 21, 2017, speaking of Inglesby, Benjamin Haas, and Tom Inglesby, generational old school bad guy stuff. This should not be happening on American shores. Not as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Ready for a global pandemic? The Trump administration may be woefully underprepared. Tom Inglesby and Benjamin Haas, November 21, 2017. Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Sound is getting sketchy now, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, you know, speaking of Inglesby and that piece that I mentioned, like the rhetoric that we've been subjected to, in the end, he writes, well, almost a century ago, he wrote, a new and deadly strain of influenza. And there were those of us who were saying, you know, I think they had it planned for 2018. I think it was supposed to be 100 years on the mark. If I had to guess, I think that would have been a glorious bit of fun and folly. And I think there is a power struggle going on. I don't know. I go back and forth on this. I'll leave it at that for now. Almost a century ago, a new and deadly strain of influenza spread around the world. But actually, that's slightly disingenuous, right? Because, again, you know, if you investigate, Kevin Berry's article, did a vaccine experiment on U.S. soldiers cause the Spanish flu? You will be reminded that even according to the History Channel, it wasn't really the Spanish flu. It wasn't the Spanish flu. It traces back to Fort Riley, Kansas, and it was a bacterial pneumonia. So, why is it not called the Fort Riley bacteria of 1918? And then if you start to, one starts to go back and, you know, speaking of what I already mentioned, Shadow Ring does a pretty good job of shedding some light on the victimization of Spain. Bad guys always need, a boogeyman. And most people these days don't realize the boogeyman that Spain was made out to be and, was sort of a scapegoat for things like this, for example. Ah, history, who has time? So I think Kevin Berry is right. I think it should be referred to as the Fort Riley bacteria of 1918. If we started saying that, can you imagine? If that went viral, I think it should be called the Fort Riley bacteria of 1918. Then these talking points would completely crumble, would fall apart. We have these tools, and I know that there is this effort to shut that down. Tucker Carlson had a piece last night again, and Laura Ingraham touched on it, the fact that Drs. Erickson and Masihi were scrubbed from the YouTubes because, you know, that's not okay. And I talked about that yesterday, the fact that social media is cracking down, and even the Department of Homeland Security says, well, you know, if you're not falling in lockstep with the World Health Organization, then what can we do? UNESCO and the WHO are crying, so we have to do something about this. Patently un-American. Here we are, where rubber meets road, and, you know, folks like, you know, again, Rear Admiral Chester Ward, folks like Ward warned us. And it wasn't the clear and present danger, as JFK said, that we see and are experiencing today, but make no mistake about it, what we are experiencing is shaping up to be stability operations. The machinery appears to be put in place, being put in place right now, and that, you know, again, sort of reminds me of the business plot and some other things, but that's what's happening. Those resources are being marshaled. Like Dr. Dan Erickson said, when they start using the word safe, when someone's in a hazmat suit at the hospital and there's nothing going on, what is that all about? Clearly something doesn't add up. And stability operations are being marshaled into place. So Tom Inglesby and Benjamin Haas, November 21, 2017, ready for a global pandemic? The Trump administration may be woefully underprepared. And he was talking about this too, by the way. There was a piece that I just saw the other day, December 2019, him saying the same thing. Yeah, we're not quite ready. I mean, right up to the moment. So they write, almost a century ago, this is Foreign Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations. Almost a century ago, a new and deadly strain of influenza spread around the world, shutting down schools and businesses and filling hospitals well beyond their capacity. In the end, the 1918 flu pandemic claimed the lives of approximately 50 to 100 million people, and it infected about one-third of the global population. Since then, medical care has vastly improved, and science has made major gains in vaccines and medicines. Actually, if we go back and look at the history of that, that's another point of serious controversy. Yet the potential remains for a lethal strain of influenza and other contagious pathogen to overwhelm global healthcare systems by spreading at a rate that outpaces our ability to respond. In such a calamitous scenario, neither the United States nor other countries would be well enough equipped to contain it, increasing the potential for a true national or global catastrophe. And this, you know, right around the 100-year mark, and places, it didn't quite happen in time, but they got it done. And that's the narrative. That's exactly the narrative. Overwhelming global healthcare systems. But guess what? Again, if I look today, Montana. I keep mentioning Montana because it has the dashboard that you can actually find some things. So let's see. Why don't they have active cases as the active tab, by the way? Cumulative confirmed cases. That's the tab. If you're not paying attention, you miss the active cases tab. Let's see. Lincoln County, one case. Flathead County, two cases. Missoula County, 13 cases. My goodness. Yellowstone County, Billings, 20 cases. Oh, what are they going to do? Tool County, which I think is weird. There's oil. There are oil deposits up there, which is, I don't know, just something that I found interesting. How did there were more cases in Tool County, Montana, than residents, I think. I'm being facetious, but seriously, there were a very high number of cases in an area with a very, very, very sparse population. I want to say the whole county is like 5,000 people or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it's very, you know, small population. So why is Montana, still under a state of declared emergency? Go look at those numbers, you know, 4 cases, 3 cases, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 10 active hospitalizations, 15 total deaths. Oh my goodness. Half the state still looks like no reported cases. How is that possible? How is it possible that the state, it's never been an issue, so it didn't overwhelm anything in Montana. But yet we hear this narrative that Tom Inglesby magically predicted in 2017. Bill Gates magically predicted. And at the same time Bill Gates was predicting this, oh wait, no, he wasn't. He predicted it in 2015, but they didn't predict it at Event 201. That's right. Forgot, I got to keep that straight. As the verify and fact check and, you know, Snopes of the world say, no, they didn't predict it. No, they didn't predict it. They just, you know, it was part of the operation. It was part of the live exercise. The drill that went live, like it sometimes does. So the guy who will say, the other guy who will say, we're not ready. The next outbreak, we're not ready. You know, it could be bioterrorism. The source of the virus could be a natural epidemic like Ebola, or it could be bioterrorism. So there are things that would literally make things 1,000 times worse. What are those things? In the same moment that, you know, the people who have the hubris to do these things are the same kind of people who say things like this. So there are things that would literally make things 1,000 times worse. Like what? Are the people who write A Guide to Number Games? How to Lie with Statistics is a great introduction to a crucial topic. Why is anybody listening to this guy? Why aren't we asking him more questions about Jeffrey Epstein? Why aren't we asking more questions about Rick Allen Jones and how it was that a man who was collecting pedophilia for more than a decade, the houseboy, trading pornography images via Gmail. Oh, it was because it wasn't a Microsoft platform. And then there have been other stories, you know, the things that Microsoft employees had to endure. They actually sued Bill Gates as a result. Remember that Guardian article? Moderators who had to view, you know, but that's not directly, you know, still, it's a thing. It's like the cloud of dirt that follows Pigpen around. This kind of stuff. Anyway, there are a couple other things I wanted to get to, but let's go to the phones real quick. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I want people to understand where I'm coming from. and what my agenda is. And I have an agenda. And since February the 5th of 2015, I started on RBN. I was a very timid caller. I have an agenda, and I want people to know what my agenda is. I'll give you a little pre-explanation here. In the eyes of God, we are all equal, meaning nations, tongues, tribes, beliefs, cultures, colors. In that sense, we're all important. Is anybody else on earth now, before, and what may come in the future? At the same time, God has given different talents and different abilities to all people. And I wish he'd give me more intellectual ability, but I have to do with what he gave me and try to use it as best that I can. My agenda has been to expose, name, and identify the Antichrist, the first beast of Revelation 13, and the second beast of Revelation 13 in the King James Bible. The second beast, which gives his authority and power to the first beast and makes an image unto him. Now, being a striving Christian, I'm not perfect. I have many flaws. I make mistakes. But if you have the clip you just had on about John F. Kennedy, or related to that, or break down the parts that Kennedy said, we've been infiltrated. Our churches have been infiltrated. Now, to be a Christian, we have an offensive weapon. That is the sword, the two-edged sword. And that is the Word of God. We cannot use physical force, and any church or profession that uses force, torture, murder, killing, you can call it any church you want to name. It is not a Christian church or a belief in God. Now, I believe that people, and that includes the vast majority of all Christians.
We're headed into a break. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. We're on the phones. Fred in Iowa. Go ahead.
Our job as Christians is to take the word of Christ to the whole world, the four corners, and as individuals to the best of our ability and knowledge. Know what the word is. of the word. Now, when I say beholding ignorance of Christians is horrid today. And unless we study and look into our own souls as individuals and strive for knowledge and understanding of that knowledge and what wisdom the Holy Spirit may deem to give us. Now, what makes this so difficult is the Antichrist, the first beast of Revelation, and the second beast, has an army. And that army has infiltrated all the churches. That army has infiltrated every nation, big city, town, county, and your own dwelling. So there's reasons for ignorance. But you have to work hard, put forth the effort, if you truly want to because it can be very, very
easy. Yeah, you're breaking up, Red, and we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.